Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Vanderbilt and Middle Tennessee. Season opener for each school Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at Vanderbilt. There are tickets available, $25 each, which are $5 less than last year for non-conference games. Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason joins us now. Coach, welcome into 3HL. How are you?
Doing well. Brett, Mickey, what's happening? I'm just sitting here on a Thursday, man, just finishing up some ball, man, and trying to, you know, I mean, get to date night. So what's going on?
Date night. Mama's waiting, huh?
What's the plan here?
Yeah, what you got planned tonight?
Hey, I think we always try to catch a movie or do dinner. But, you know, I tell my coaches, you know, if you don't do date night, okay, my wife's going to tell your wife, and it's probably not a good idea. So,
hey, it's been a long, hot summer. I don't have to tell you that. Are you guys ready to get this 2018 season going?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been about the ball. These guys have had a great summer. I truly believe they're tired of hitting somebody else. It's been good to work towards a new opponent. And a different opponent, and now, you know, we get a chance to show, you know, man, what we built over the summer and put it on display on Saturday.
Can you believe this is year number 5 for you as Vanderbilt head coach?
Man, as you just said it, it just is amazing. You know, I mean, to look up and see how fast time goes. You know, I've been blessed. It's been a long road. It's been a lot of work,
yeah,
you know, man, put into this. But you know what, man, I'm excited. I mean, my time here has been, you know, good time for me, great time for my family, and now man, we get a chance to kick off the 2018 season.
Let's go back real quick. Let's go back to 2014. I'm curious. Your name, head coach at Vanderbilt. Think back to that January day. What have you learned most about yourself during these 4 seasons?
You know, now it's definitely about the people around you. I mean, mm-hmm. when you come in, you understand who you are and what you want to be and where you want to go and how you're going to do things. But you know what? I mean, the process is a little bigger than most people know, and it's bigger than what you expect. And so it's not like you're not built for the job. That's not it. You just don't know what you don't know. So, you know, with that being the case, you start to realize that, you know, it takes good people around you in order to make things, you know, happen. I mean, that's good players, that's good coaches, that's good administration, that's just good people in general. So for me, I've calmed down. I've stepped back. I've tried to be, you know, I mean, a little more, you know, open to letting people, you know, around me, you know, take on, you know, I mean, you know, certain parts of what we do here within this organization. But by the same token, it's still got my vision, my blueprint on it. So let's go.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us at Vandy Football on Twitter, at Coach Derek Mason on Twitter.
Coach, with that said, you always try to surround yourself with the best people, you know, with the best young people, student athletes. You want everybody to always do the right thing all the time. But
yeah,
unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. You guys experienced a teaching moment for a player and the team with what's happened with Zaire Jones recently.
Right. I mean, listen, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds, you know, I mean, aren't perfect. I mean, he made a mistake, and a mistake that really puts that put him, his teammates, his family, you know, at risk. And what I say all the time is that everything you do matters. But he knows how I am. He knows how this organization works, and he knows the idea of what we stand for. So, he let himself down. He let his teammates down. He let Vanderbilt down. And with that, I think he truly understands exactly where he is. But with that being said, you know, he's going to be away from football for, you know, a little while. And so when he comes back, I mean, he'll be walking with open arms. But, you know, we have laws and rules, and I think nowadays in this day and age where, you know, everybody talks about the ball, but there's still repercussions for poor actions. And so he made a poor decision, and that decision led to action being taken. So Zaire's going to be fine, and he's taking full responsibility for who he is and what he did. And I think that's what we have to teach young people today. Be responsible, be accountable.
How much does that suspension hurt you, though, on the back end of your defense when a dude is coming in who can chuck it around and is going to chuck it around?
Well, that's the good thing about recruiting. I mean, we're not thin, we're not limited, and we're not one dimensional. So, with that being said, I mean, anytime you face somebody like Brent Stockschool, I mean, you worry a little bit about how losing somebody like Zaire. But you know, this football team's got enough good players. We've got guys in the secondary such as Frank Coppin and Tay Daly. Okay, I mean, who both have played. And that was a battle anyway. I mean, it wasn't like Zaire was the listed number one starter. He was battling with Frank Coppin and Tay Daly anyway. So what that means is that, you know, next man up mentality, those guys are going to play well. And when we get Z back, Z will join the fold. But as of right now, man, we got a football team that's ready to go play MTSU on Saturday.
Well, you mentioned that the depth there. This is, I've heard you say it, this is the deepest team you've had since you've been at Vanderbilt.
It is. It is. And that's across the board. I mean, are we youthful in some positions? Yeah. But, you know, when you start to look at receiver depth, you know, guys like Chris Pierce, along with Donovan Tennyson, along, with Alex Stump, and you start to look at the names, and I got a young Cam Johnson, and you look at the running back position, tight end position, O-line, D-line. We've recruited well. We've tried to develop players. And now what it's about is letting these guys play. I think we're going to be able to play effective football in 2018 because of the depth that we've been able to recruit and develop on this roster.
Derek Mason with us on 3HL. Coach, Middle won 4 of its last 5 last year, averaged about 35 points per game when Brent Stockstill returned from injury. He obviously makes that offense go. However, you guys have done a good job against him in the past. How much of a challenge is it defensively to kind of hold that guy in?
It's a challenge. I believe when you look at Brent Stockstill, I mean, he's one of a very small group of quarterbacks who has an opportunity to throw for 10,000 in a career and 100 TDs in a career. So that tells you who he is, you know, man, right away. I mean, you're playing against, a Sunday caliber quarterback. So with that being said, we know that he's got talent. He's got talent around him. And for us, man, we're going to have to play our best ball in order to try to derail this player, because we've seen him in every year. I mean, he's had something different. And they got a stable of running backs. You know, Ty Lee is their leading receiver, and they generally have about 9 receivers on that roster, and they can all go. So somebody's going to have a breakout year. We just hope it's not versus us. So with that being said, I look forward to seeing the quarterback battle.
Me too.
And I'm not changing the subject. I'm just looking at nobody's really talking about this quarterback battle. And in my opinion, when I look at Kyle Shurmur and what I see in Brent Stockstill, you in Middle Tennessee, you get a chance to see 2 Sunday caliber quarterbacks go at it the first game of the college football season. That's awesome.
Yeah, go celebrate college football at Vanderbilt Stadium, watching 2 veteran elite level quarterbacks go at it. And let's talk about your guy, Kyle Shurmur. We've had him on 3HL a couple of times in the last couple of months. He seems like a very calm person. He's the son of an NFL head coach. He's got a ton of college football game experience. That's a pretty good combination of things.
Man, love this young man. He's everything you want a quarterback to be. You know, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's been around the game a long time. He is the son of a coach, and with that being said, he's ultra competitive. He's grown up. He's learned, how to lead his own way. He understands that leadership or that he's in a leadership position, but that doesn't mean that guys will follow. I think our guys will follow Kyle based on the simple fact that he's been able to establish himself with his work ethic and how much he loves the game. First one in, last one out. He's a pro's pro. He comes in here every day to get better. And, you know, he understands that he has weaknesses, and he always invests in his teammates and in trying to get better. And so with that, he's in his fourth year. He's seen a lot of football, and I truly believe he's going to have a breakout year.
I can't wait to watch that matchup of those two senior quarterbacks. But I've said this all week. I'm really looking forward to watching transfer running back Keyshawn Vaughn tote the rock on Saturday.
You and me both.
Oh, man. You don't have to say anything. The laugh said it all, Coach.
People don't realize how dynamic he is, and I've got a stable of running backs that can go from Kari Blassingame to Jamari Wakefield, Josh Crawford, but it's been fun to watch Keyshawn, and now, everybody else is going to get a chance to know what I know, so I look forward to it.